jacket is warm, but it was my three fashionistas. She's got her friendship bracelets on.
You know it. One says panache, one says the big happy adventure, and the other one says, wait for it, Taylor Swift song that I love, Never Out of Style.
Nice.
So Natalie at Panache, the new owner, she gave them to me, and I was like, oh my God, I'm becoming a Swiftie. So, of course, I watched the concert, you know, the Eras tour, and I broke it up into 2 days because, you know, I don't have that attention span. But, you know, I have to stay relevant. I'm just, you know, in a new era myself. Of change. And, you know, like even this weekend, Natalie invited me to an event where all these, you know, young girls and guys are going to be hanging out. And I was like, well, that was really cool. At least she feels like I can, you know, hang with the crew. But, you know, that generation, so like my daughter's generation, you know, we've talked about it before. I get so much energy from them. And I miss having my girls, you know, real close to me. But we see each other enough. So, but just the way they dress and their slang and the way they relate to each other, I just love it. Love it. And go ahead.
So staying relevant, that's the important
thing.
It's huge. Obviously. I know.
It's huge. Just to be able to say that I watched the Eras tour, you know. But it's interesting because I said to Natalie, I'm like, so where'd this whole friendship bracelet thing come from? But the lyrics in one of her songs, in Taylor Swift's song, talks about friendship bracelets. And then I noticed a lot of girls are wearing like little blazer jackets. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I have one today because, you know, you got to be cool and on trend sometimes. But even Taylor Swift, when she was on stage, you know, she was wearing, you know, her jackets and one shoulder was off. I won't be doing that. I won't be bearing a shoulder. Just beware, everybody. I'm not quite, you know, that cool. But I think it's really important not to let the old lady in.
I understand.
Yeah. How about you, Tony? What are you doing to fight off the old man?
I don't say the word trousers.
All right. I didn't say the word trousers today.
I know. Today, you're very good at that.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, go ahead. It's just...
I just don't... You know what? I mean, I just kind of live my life and what happens, happens with it. Okay? I can't... Because you can't
you're
be something you're
good.
Not. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You can't be something you're not.
Right.
You know, like, you know, I play in a couple of rock bands and we play old music. You know? It's because
classics,
I don't wanna...
though.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Don't say old music.
Well, it is. It's old. It's, you know, the stuff we play, we've been playing for years. And I'm not going to play an Ed Sheeran song. I'm not, because I'm, you know, I like Ed Sheeran. I'm just, I'm not going to play, you know, would I? So, you know, I'll go to the Stones before I go to Ed Sheeran. But,
That's part of the concert, the Taylor Swift concert. I have never taken really the time to listen to her lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
We can all relate to them.
Oh, of course.
It's all about relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyways, I'm going to wear my Swiftie friendship bracelets in style.